Welcome to the Voice of America's Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable. We're broadcasting to you live from our homes here in Washington. So today we'll be continuing to discuss about the coronavirus and looking at the situation worldwide as well as in Zimbabwe, where at the moment Zimbabwe has 23 cases and 3 deaths. Star.
Yes, welcome. You are speaking to, and as my colleague has already said, remember, worldwide, the total cases of infections is now over 2 million. We're looking at 2,081,969, which means they are already going for 2.1 million, and the deaths is 138,487 deaths. So you can see that the rate of infection is moving swiftly, noting that these statistics were lower a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And as you have said, marvelous, in Zimbabwe, we already have 23 infections and 3 deaths, 10 of the infections in Bulawayo and 8 in Harare, 1 in Matinot, and we have 4 in Mashonaland.
Ah, welcome back, Star. I actually forgot to introduce myself. You see, when you're broadcasting from home, all protocol falls away. So I'm marvelous, Nhlanganya Huye, broadcasting here from my home in Washington, D.C. And to help us along with our discussion, Star, we have guests that are actually going to be joining us. So we'll be picking and dropping to just discuss what's going on regards the coronavirus in Zimbabwe and worldwide. As Star just said there, you know, the worldwide infection rate currently stands at 2 million. And we see that here in the United States, the infection rate has also really doubled at the moment. And we're looking at confirmed cases being at 640,014. And we're having 31,000 deaths at the moment. But as you know, while we're here on air, the numbers keep increasing or decreasing. So we will be giving you as we go along, Star.
Yes, and it's interesting to note that countries are making efforts to curb the spread of the coronavirus through implementing the social distancing programs. Mm-hmm. And in Zimbabwe, we're talking of the lockdown mm-hmm. that has been imposed by the government, that people stay indoors. And you only go out to get something that's of paramount importance. And some countries, we know, like our neighbors, Botswana, they have increased the stay-at-home deadlines. Like, people are going to stay in now for 6 months. And we realize South Africa up to the end of this month. And we're still wondering if the Zimbabwean government will also increase the dates. But we also noticed that the World Health Organization has said that the restrictions imposed to control the spread of this COVID-19 should be lifted only if under certain conditions. So countries have to see that their countries are conducive, the environment is conducive for keeping this spread. But we have seen that in Zimbabwe, there is a lot of moving around, people looking for food mm-hmm. and stuff, which makes it hard to control. So the health system has to be okay, and the people have to social distance.
Yes, Star, I think I will leave it over to you so that you and your guests can get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhumaka thesi ke sicubungula udaba lwegcikwane leli ele coronavirus, COVID-19. Lona ke selisabalele emhlabeni jikelele. Njoba ke sichasisile ngolimi lwesingisi, abantu asebehlaselwe yileli gcikwane emhlabeni jikelele sebesedlula izigidi ezimbili. Siyabona ukuthi 2,081,969 njalo selibulela ama-138,487. Siyabona ukuthi eZimbabwe amachumi amabili lantathu, i-23 abahlaselwe ileli gcikwane, koBulawayo balichumi, eHarare bayisificaminwembili, eMatinoti ngoyedwa. Kuthi-ke ezigabeni seMashonaland kulabane. kodwa lokhu kakutsho ukuthi amanani lawa ephansi kangaka baphephile abantu ngoba sesinanzelele ukuthi igcikwane leli likhanya lisabalala ngesiqubo nxa abantu bengathiyelananga isikhala okuthiwa yi-social distancing. Sesizwile njalo ukuthi uhulumende abaningi bathi abantu behlala ezindlini bengaphonge uhambahamba nje mahlayana. Lanxa eZimbabwe sibabona abantu belokhu behambahamba bedinga impuphu, ukudla lokunye. Asazi ukuthi kuyazala nkomo. Yebo ke sikhuluma nje silo umhlonitshwa wethu wakuqala osizaxoxa laye umnumzana Mqondoba Zimagonya. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga mama.
Yebo ke ungatshela ke abalaleli ukuthi ungubani ungathi.
Ngingumagonya igama uMqondobanzi ngunduna ngise United Kingdom.
Yebo ke kuhle kuyini ongasitshela khona ngomkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus osukubonile nokuzwayo khona ngapho e-United Kingdom. Lani lihlezi yini ezindlini njalo liyakhuthazwa ukuthi lingakhudlani ukwenqabela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus.
Njengoba ukhuluma nje ngisendlini imigoqo yonale ebekiweyo ukuthi kuvikelwe ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli iyafanana nje iyafana umhlaba wonke jikelele asivunyelwe ukuphuma phandle ukuvakatha nje mahlayana uphuma nxa usiya emsebenzini uphuma nxa usiyadingela abantwana ukudla uphuma nxa usiyathenga imithi kumbe uphuma nxa ungumuntu o-exercisayo siyavunyelwa ukuphuma kanye ngosuku. So kuyafana xathu lakhonokho elikwenzayo khona ngapho ezindlini zenu kumbe emazwini lapho elikhona. Khonokho abakwenza lekhaya angithi bakuthatha lapha bakuthathela kwamanye amazwe abakwenza eSouth Africa labo bakuthathela kugatsha lezimpila kahle oluyilona olusakaze imizamo okumele ukuthi siyenze njengabantu ukuthi sivikele ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli.
Yebo ke ungathini ngokubona kusenzakala lokuzwa kusenzakala eZimbabwe? Ungathi kusese kunengi yini okumele kwenziwe ukuthi abantu bavikeleke?
Okukhona ukuthi into engayikhuluma yinzwa bethi ngoba kangikho eZimbabwe you know on the ground. Kodwa ke into esingayicho njengabantu abalezithandwane zabo ekhaya abantu abalezihlobo you know ekhaya ukuthi khona okheli kuzwayo elikuxwayiswa nguhulumende kumele linanzelele ukuthi liyazilandela izixwayiso zikahulumende nxa kuthiwa lingabuthani nxa kuthiwa kumele ukuthi lapho lihamba khona lijiyelana umkhandlo ongaba ngamamitha amabili phakathi kwenu yenzani njengokutshela kwenu nguhulumende ngoba ilizwe lethu alifani lamazwe esihleli kuwo ngaphandle ngapha ngoba i-health system yethu imbi nxa kungaba igcikwane leli nxa lingangena ekhaya laphana abantu bengekela ukulandela imilayo nalaba yiphiwa nguhulumende logatsha lwezempila kahle kungaba kubi kakhulu. So into esingayiqonqosela ukuthi mahlabezulu lapho likhona lalelanini izinqumo ezikhona eliziphiwa nguhulumende lalelanini izinqumo ezikhona ezibuya zivela kungatsha ezempila kahle lalelanini izinqumo ezikhona ezibuya zivela ngendawo ngendawo ukwenzela ukuthi lingabi le problem kusasa yokuthi into leyi imemetheke ngoba imithi kalilayo okwakuqala okwesibili kuswelakala kwemithi odokotela bakhona balutshwana alilazo izinto zokusebenzisa ukuthi libonakale ukuthi lilawo yini lo mkhuhlane lelo gcikwane i-equipment iyashota ezibhedlela lapha kanti-ke futhi not ezibhedlela kuphele ilizwe lonke nje jikelele. So lalelanini elikutshelwa nguhulumende lilalele elikutshelwa zinkokheli zenu ukuthi lingabuthani njalo lizama ukuchiyelana isikhala phakathi wenu umkhandlo nalo 2 meters.
Yebo ke siyananzelela ukuthi kwamanye amazwe njengalapha kwele Melika kugcina sokusilela okunye kokusebenzisa nxa sisiya lapha ezitolo ezinkulu uyafica ukuthi okunye akukho. Lingabe lilohlupho olufanayo yini khona ngapho ukuthi liyathola konke okokusebenzisa kumbe hhayi izitolo azisagcwalanga njengenjayelo?
Akucace mama ukuthi utshoni nxa uthi kokusebenzisa.
Njengokuthi impahla zokusebenzisa endlini, ukudla konke kuyatholakala, amaphepha ayatholakala okunjengamaphepha towel, okunjengamatissue, okunjengamasanitizer, wona le imithi okuthiwa abantu behlikihle ngayo izandla nokunye nje okuthiyeneyo kuyaficakala kumbe hhayi i-economy ayisenelisi ukuthi ikulethe.
Hayi ngingazi kwezinye indawo lapha esihleli khona. Umbuzo wakho ugxile kakhulu ukuthini ukudla siyakuthola nami njalo le grocery nje njengoba sisazi kwesikuthenga nganyanga zonke ukuthi sisakuthola nami. Kuke kwaba lesikhathi ngani insuku ezintathu ezine sisanda kuya ku lockdown, hayi bekusilela sibili kodwa ubuthi nxa ungavuka ekuseni uyezitolo uza kufica kodwa ke bekulayinelwa. Okwakathesi hatshi asiselalo lolo hlupho. Uyazihambela nje ezitolo uyezidingela okufunayo uyakufica emashelfini uthenga uphume uphenduke ngekhaya.
We're hearing there from Standakile who was speaking to her guest, but tine vamwewo vari pano parizvino vari kuda kunge vari kutaurwa nenyaya iyoyi yecoronavirus regate kuvunzwa kuna mukoma vari kubva ivo kuBoston uko mukoma kudzaisa maita. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Makadiko tete Mavelas and everybody else vakateerera, tinotenda nekuva neni pano.
Ehe, tinoziva hedu kuti chirongwa ichi ndechemadzimai asi manhamba emadzimai amenonhasi anga ari kuramba, saka tombomhanya nemi imimi. Zviri kufamba sei panyaya yecoronavirus kwamuri ikoko kuBoston?
KuBoston so far my cases are recorded up 4,528 and so far there are 105 deaths. Asi ndingati nini ndodaira kuti vanhu vari kuedza nepavanokwanisa pese kuti vange vachigara vari mudzimba vasingafamba-fambi. Zvekuti ndikakuratidzai panza apa hameno tidai ndaigona kuti ndikuratidzei, munongoonawo ndiri muofisi mangu. Asi muri kuona zviri kuitika panze kana shiri chaidzo dziri mumatenderadzo, vanhu vese vari mudzimba dzavo, hapana vanhu vakawanda vandiri kuona vachifamba-famba. Vashoma-shoma vari kumabasa nekunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana nekuda kwenidhi.
Saka sekuona kwenyu zviri kubatsira here izvi kuti vanhu ngavagare mudzimba?
Ndinoona sezvinobatsira kuti vanhu vange vachigara mudzimba. Hongu cure haisati yawanikwa hayo, asi kugara kuri kuita vanhu mudzimba kunobatsira kuti rate of which this virus is getting spread goes down. Saka dai vanhu vangoteerera vagonesa chaizvo kugara mudzimba, varambe vari mudzimba, uye kunoku kune maekonomi anotendera kuti vanhu vatenge as much as possible vostoka mudzimba, ndinoona kuti vanhu vazhinji vakazviita zvekuti nyange ukaenda kumashops, kumagrosa nekunzvimbo dzakadaro hauwani vanhu vakawanda. Uye kutosvika pakuti mashops akaita sana Walmart, mabig supermarkets, they have had to lay off staff nekuti hakuchawandi vanhu ikoko. Vanhu vakatenga zvinhu vakachengeta mudzimba ende ndoona sekuti zviri kubatsira chose.
Maybe rambai zvenyu muri ipapo titi Standakile apinde. Standakile, could you can also speak Ndebele so you can ask him, I guess, about the situation in Boston where he's at. He was just explaining in Shona.
Yebo ke, hayi kulungile, kunjani khona ngapho nomzana?
Siyaphila tata wethu, sinezwa kini?
Hayi siyaphila. Boston ngizwa kuthiwa indawo elamakhaza kakhulu, kuyagodola.
Kuyaqanda sibili kodwa namhla siyathaba ngoba sesuku i-temperature yanamuhla hayi kade kungakhalisi kakhulu khona amakhazi asiphila lawo into yethu lapha.
Yebo ke, kunjani khona ngapho, abantu balandela iziqondiso ze-social distancing lezi baphuma bebalutshwana njalo? Umomo unjani ngamanye amadolobho yini lawo alezehlakalo eziningi zama-infections?
Ngingathi abantu bayazama sibili bayazamisisa ukuthi izinga leli lehle, ongangokuti so far irate yama infections ngesikhathi ngicene kuyicheka bese sikuzinkulungwane ezine lengxenye 4528 kade sokufa abantu abangu 105 until lay statistics ephume namhle kuseni. Abantu bayazama sibili ngayo yonke imizamo ukuthi bekhipha ama-social distance, bezihlalele futhi ezindlini. Thina esiphoqwa isimo ukuthi sibe semsebenzini, siyavala ama-ofisi ethu, ngathi ngingakutshengisa lapha, siyazivalela ema-ofisini umuntu esebenze lapha khona. Xa ngingakulungisisa ngefastera lapha phandle, uzabona mama ukuthi akulabantu, abantu bazivalele sibile ezindlini, ngitsho le nyoni zezulu zizihlalele ezidlekeni zazo. So ngicabanga ukuthi kuyasisiza sibili.
Hayi, wazasitshengisa kuhle lo mfanekiso lowo. Kodwa nxa abantu sebephuma ke khonapho emahofisini, bazingenele ezimoteni zabo, ngoba nxa lokhu izitimela lazo zihamba lamabhasi, abantu abanyeke bathelelana yini, njalo sokuphoqwa yini ngamandla ukuthi abantu begqoke ama-masks lama-gloves?
Ya, kuyimpoqo sibili ukuthi abantu begqoke ama-gloves lapha, futhi sokufakwe i-fine e-$500 for umuntu ongalandela imithetho ye-social distancing, longafakiwe ama-mask. So sibazama ngayo yonke indlela ukuthi beyigweme le-coronavirus, ngoba ingculazi yakhona leyi, ingulamako yakhona leyi izasehlula uma ngabe abantu bengayithathi serious njengalokhu engibona kusenzakala ekhaya. Abantu abaningi bangena ezimoteni zabo, ikakhulu labo engihlangana nabo lapha so far bangena ezimoteni zabo.
Uthini ngokuzwa kusenzakala ekhaya lokho ukuthi abantu ababona belayinile befuqana bedinga impuphu lokunye okuningi ningi akukho abangakwenza?
Indaba yasekhaya ibuhlungu kakhulu dadewethu. Uhulumende akalabo uthando lwabantu. Ngabe kuyenzeka sibili ukuthi uhulumende ezame ngayo yonke indlela ukuthi anakekele abantu, ngoba isimo esisekhaya khathesi, mhla i-corona ihlasela lapha ekhaya, izaqeda bonke abantu ngenxa yokuthi bayithathela phansi. Uhulumende uyakuthanda lokuphatha abantu ngogodo njengenyoka, kanti kusasa kuzasehlula ngoba vele asilawo ama-resources okuyimela i-corona leyo. So ngabe kuthiwa kuyenzeka uhulumende azame sibili ukuthi impuphu itholakale ebantwini, sesingaze sehluleke ukuthi sinikeze abantu impuphu beziyele emakhaya na?
Hayi, uqakathekile lo umbono wakho. Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Marvelous.
Siyathokoza.
Maybe start just coming in there. Right now I'm seeing someone just posted on social media that the UK has extended their lockdown. So maybe let's get our other guest who's in the UK to share with us. We're just seeing on social media that the UK has extended their lockdown. What's the situation there?
I haven't heard any information to that effect, we are still awaiting the pronouncement from the government in that regard. But in the event that they have extended, I think they are justified to do so. If you look at our statistics, as of today, in the last 24 hours, we have 861 people who died in the last 24 hours. And it's an increase from the 776 that we had yesterday. And our total as of today, or as of now, it stands at 13,729. These are the number of deceased people. What you should also understand is that these are deaths that have been recorded in hospitals. They do not include deaths that have happened in nursing homes, in hospices, and other healthcare centers that operate outside the official hospitals. So we do have quite a challenge. We have had a total of about 103,000 cases recorded. And of those cases, we have only 371 who have actually recovered. And we currently have 89,020 that are active. And we are told that we haven't reached the peak of our deaths here. though there is all the evidence that cases that are hospitalized under COVID, they are actually flattening or they are actually coming down. So if the government has decided that we should, it should extend the lockdown period, I think on the ground they do have all the reasons to justify such a measure. But I can't confirm that because I haven't heard the latest updates. I've been with you here for more than an hour and a half, and the updates were there at 5. So I'll look at them after this interview. But I think the lockdown, if it continues, is justified.
Kodwa ngezinye indlela yengo limi lesintu ngathi kuqondile yini ngathi mina umumo lokhu sesemubi yini kwele UK khona ngapho kokuthi nxa bengengezelela amalanga la kunganceda kakhulu.
Yayi khona kunjalo sibili mama, kodwa ngicela ukuqondisa nje into eyodwa engiyizwa ikhulunywa ngumnumzana kade limi interviewa la. I coronavirus leyi ayisongculazi njalo asongula makhwa. Angikwazi ukuthi ubaba lokuthatha ngapha ukuthi corona ingula makhwa, asongula makhwa le.
Ya mbone ngani nje ulimi lesiNdebele nje ukuthi nxa sesikhuluma isiNdebele akusela mabala okuthi sebenza njengesiNgisi.
Hayi, amabala amaningi kakhulu, emaningi kakhulu sikudlula isiNgisi. Yeah. So asongula makhwa le, ligcikwane leli. So-ke ngibuyele-ke embuzweni wakho ekuthini kambe kuqondile yini ukuthi uhulumende wamangisi lapha or uhulumende we-United Kingdom engeze insuku zokuthi abantu behlale emakhaya bengaphumi ezindlini. Umkhangela inani labantu asebefile kuleli lizwe ngikhuluma ngalamhlanje emini kulabantu abayi 13,729 asebebhubhile. Kusukela izolo kuzofika lamhlanje emini kufe abantu abayi 861. Njalo uhulumende uyakutsho ukuthi kasikafiki esikhathini sokuthi kube lenani labantu elingaphezulu, izinga elingaphezulu labantu abazabhubha bebulawa indaba umkhuhlane ingculazi yelokhuzeni le, igcikwane lelokhuze, sorry, ele-corona. Ngoba abantu abagulayo abasezibhedlela baningi kakhulu abaligcikwane leli. So-ke uhulumende nxa ekubona kuqakathekile ukuthi siqhubeke sihlezi ngemakhaya, siqhubeke nge-social distancing, siqhubeke njalo silandela indlela zone ezuhulumeni dathi sizilandele ukwenzela ukuthi kugwemeke ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Kuyabe kuqondile ngoba uhulumende kakuphuphi lokhu njalo kasonto okuthiwa uyayiprofithela. Uthatha leso sinqumo ekhangele into eyenzakalayo khonapho lapha esikhona. So siyamsekela uhulumende kuyo yonke imizamo ayisebenzisayo ukuthini sizama ukuthi abantu kugwemeke ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Kodwa nansi into yobuhlungu into okumele ukuthi likhulume ngayo. Lizananzelela ukuthi abantu abaningi abafileyo lapha ngabantu abansundu. And selikubonile amaZimbabweni afileyo lapha, abantu abangodokotela, abantu abangonensi, o-healthcare assistant, baningi abantu bakithi asebehambile ngegcikwane leli. Kanti-ke okubuhlungu njalo yokuthi abanye bakhona ngabantu ukuthi lezihlobo zabo ezisekhaya azisoze zibe lethuba lokuthi zibavalelise, ngoba kangithemba ukuthi abantu abafe bebulawa yicorona izidumbu zabo ziyaphuma kuleli lizwe. So ofele lapho ungcwatshwa khonapho.
Hayi, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Ububambe khonapho-ke mnumzana Magonya, sizaphenduka njalo kuwe map as we have heard the round up of what's happening in the United Kingdom.
Very interesting at this, but I had an opportunity to actually speak to a lady who's here in Ohio, a Zimbabwean, who is actually trying to fight the coronavirus. So I'd say to her, would give her a call once we are on air. So I will try and get hold of her so we can just hear her. She's saying that she's recovering very well. Like what our guest was saying, that the death in the UK, especially of healthcare workers, has really been alarming. some of them Zimbabweans. So we will also be taking a look at what our followers are saying so that we can continue with the conversation. Kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa parizvino ndichange ndiri kuti tifonere. Pane mumwe mudzimai akawanikwa iye achibatwa nechirwere checoronavirus. Saka taedza kuvafonera ipo pano kuti tinzwe kuti vari sei parizvino. Vanga vatiwo kana takwanisa kuwana mukana tivafonere. Vataure iwo mamirira akaita zvinhu parizvino. Hello?
Hello?
Mapa chirongwa. Taura henyu zita renyu uyezve motaura kuti maakunzwa sei parizvino.
Zita ndini Ellen Musanjeya. Iye zvinezvi ndaakunzwa zviri nani pazuva ranhasi. Ndaakunzwa zviri nani.
Saka makanzwa sei? Taura henyu.
Ndakazoti pakati apa ndakazotanga kunzwa zviri wese ndobva ndaenda kuER. Saka vakazonondiita chest x-ray nemamwe matests ndobva vazobata pneumonia. Saka kutanga kutora kwandakaita mishonga iyoyo ndakatanga kunzwa kuti zvabva zvatanga kuchinja kuita nani.
Mungati pari zvino muri kurwisa chirwere checovid 8 kwengova yakareba.
Pandakatanga kuenda kuchipatara ndakanga kurwadziwa kutiaiaa kuda zvewichi nehafu kutanga kungonetseka netseka miri yangu. Saka toti 15 days idzi dzemwedzi uno tosanganisa neweekend hafu rekumashure iri ndofunga ndinobva zaita chikuda 3 weeks kudarika 3 weeks.
Zvii zvamakatanga kunzwa kuti muzofungidzira kuti manga mabatwa necoronavirus?
Kutanga ndaingoita sekususpecta ndichitanga kunzwa mumhino mangu ndichiita kunge munhu uye ane ari kuvaviwa mhino zvichita zvokunge kutama ari saka ndikatangaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa unonzwa kunge uri munhu asiri kubatsirika kuti ndakangogara pano ndiri ndega ndiri kurwara ndiri kunwa tairano. Saka icho chirwere ichi
ya chimbobata ipapo ndichadzoka kwamuri kuitira kuti tine vamwe vari pachirongwa vambopindawo asi bata henyu makadaro ipapo. Hold on. So, Star, I had there with me one of the ladies, like I said, who's in Ohio, a Zimbabwean, who's actually was diagnosed with COVID-19, and she's trying to fight it right now. So she was just explaining that this weekend it was really bad. They had to pick her up and take her to give her medication for pneumonia. And then now she says she's recovering, but she says the love that she received from the Ohio Columbus family, the Zimbabweans, who were, you know, calling her, leaving food by her door, it has really kept her going. But she was saying she was scared when the health officials, the Ohio health officials called and said, hey, you have tested positive for COVID-19. Over to you.
Omunye owesifazane ohlala khona phakathi edolobheni le-Ohio eMelika enobechasisa ke ngokuthi ngokwamehlelayo esehlaselwe ligcikwane lele le-coronavirus njalo wayesizwa izinyalo waseke wahamba ke esibhedlela bamhlola ke igazi basebemtshela ukuthi hhayi bamthole elalo leli gcikwane ngakho kubexoxa nje ukuthi kuya kube lesikhathi esibi njengokuthi uzohlatshwa isihlabo ucina uhambe esibhedlela. Sike sezwa vele nje ukuthi kuthiwa amanye ama-symptoms amild amanye alolako kutho ukuthi abanye kabakhanyi ukuthi bagula kakhulu abanye-ke kubo kubahlasele kakhulu. Yebo-ke Mnumzana Magonya, khona ngapho e-United Kingdom siyezwa ukuthi baningi abantu laba abahlaselwa yileli gcikwane labavela ekhaya njengokuba uke watsho. Ye, ningathi kuyesabisa yini ukuphuma phandle nxa lizihambele ukuthi ngempela lami zagcina ndithola leli gcikwane kumbe hhayi abantu nje bazihambela bekhululekile kuya ngokuthi kukwehlela?
Kuya ngomuntu kodwa okusalayo yukuthi akula muntu okhululekileyo ukuhamba phandle nje mahlayana. Siyahamba ngoba angeke uhlale endlini abantwana bengela kudla, uyaphuma edinga ukudla. Kodwa-ke angikahlangani labantu abazihambela nje okokuthi umuntu uyahamba nje ukuthi welula inyawo uyavakatsha, you know. So khonokho kutshengisela ukuthi abantu balandela sibili izinqumo zikahulumende njalo bazwisisa ukuthi kumele ukuthi benanzelele ukuthi kabahambahambi nje mahlayana kungela zidingo ngaphandle kokuthi bephume ezindlini behambela izinto zone engike ngazilinganisa kuwe. Okwakuqala kuyadingela abantwana ukudla, okwesibili kuyathenga imithi, okwesithathu kuyikuphuma usiya emsebenzini njalo emsebenzini lowo kuyikuthi kunesesaba ukuthi uhambe kulowo msebenzi. Okwesine kuyikho lokhu ukuthi siyavunyela ukuphuma kanye ngosuku umuntu e-exercise. Ngaphandle kwalezo zizathu zone, hhayi uhulumende bakhona abantu aba-enforce umthetho lapha bananzelela nje nxa umuntu ezihambela amahlayana.
Sizwile njalo inhlanganiso ye-World Health Organization isithi nxa uhulumende sebemisa lolu hlelo lokuthi abantu behlale khatshana lwa-social distancing beselifuna ukuvula amazwe abo ukuthi abantu beqalise ukusebenza, kumele kube sokulandelwa ezinye iziqondiso ukuthi ezempilakahle zalo uhulumende zenelisa yini ukuthwala lo mthwalo. Njalo le mizi le lapho kugcinwa khona abantu asebeluphele ama-old people's homes lakho kulungile lokunye nje okuninginengi. Ubonile izwe linjengeZimbabwe ngani sesibona ukuthi i-lockdown lizaphela ngayinali impela viki, ubona lifanele ukuthi lingavula yini kumbe lingengezelela amalanga?
Hayi iZimbabwe eqinisweni sibili njengoba ngeke ngathi ukuthi into engayikhuluma into yabe ngiyiphumputha ngeZimbabwe. Kodwa ngokwazi kwami isimo iZimbabwe eyiso sona kwezomkhonomi kwezempila kahle. Ngibona ngani besingavala sibili lokumbu umnyaka wonke sibili. Ngoba i-infrastructure kasilayo enecessary ukuthi senqabele ukumemetheka kwaleli gcikwane. Amanye amazwe uyabona iBotswana kathe sivale 6 months. Unxa ukhangela iBotswana ngendlela iBotswana ehleleke ngayo, ukhangela iZimbabwe ngendlela engahlelekanga ngayo. Nxa iBotswana ingavala 6 months, kusho ukuthi iZimbabwe ingavala umnyaka wonke, umnyaka lengxenye. Kodwa ke kukuhulumende weZimbabwe ukuthi ngombono wakhe kungabe kulungile yini ukuthi ngemva kwesikhathi esithile ehlise i-conditions zonezi ezikhona ezokuthi abantu bengaphumi. Singakhulume sikucabangelayo, sikhulume lezinye izinto esizinakanelayo ngeZimbabwe, kodwa okusalayo ukuthi amandla kasilawo, uhulumende uyoza kulawula lokhu ukuthi abantu sebengaqalisa ukuphuma bengahamba-hamba yini. Njalo akuso World Health Organization ezatshela ilizwe elinjengeZimbabwe ukuthi abantu bayesebengaphuma. Yiyo iZimbabwe ezazenzela leyo decision. Njengoba nje iChina njeyana, kakula muntu oyitshelileyo. iChina izicabangele yabona kufanele ukuthi hayi isingehlisa inani lemthetho nale eyiyona ebenqabela abantu ukuthi you know behamba-hambe lokuthi benqabela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. So iZimbabwe layo izakhangela njengoba nje ingilandi layo inje. Akula muntu umbi World Health Organization ezabatshela ukuthi hayi khululani abantu. Baza kubona bona ukuthi kambe sokuyisikhathi sokuthi abantu bengakhululwa yini. And izizathu zimbili. Abantu bazakhululwa nxa kuyukuthi sokusobala ukuthi umkhuhlane lo kawusamemetheki. Bonke abantu abalawo sebesazakala njalo abantu banakekelwa. Okwesibili, kungakhululwa nxa kuyukuthi sokutholakale umuthi, ivaccine naleyo yokuthi abantu behlatshwe kwenqatshela umkhuhlane nalo ukuthi ungamemetheki. Angiboni esinye isizathu esingaba khona ngaphandle kwazo zombili zonezo thathu wethu.
Ye, hayi uhle, kodwa ngezinye indlela esikwaziyo ukuthi kungani abantu baphakathi kwelitshe lembokodo ukuthi bangahlala ezindlini bathi abala ndlela yokuziphilisa ngoba baphila ngokuthengisa impahla ezehlukeneyo phandle. Njalo bengaphuma lakho bazathola igcikwane le-coronavirus.
Angithi yikho phela ubuhlungu bokuswela inkokheli ezilobuqotho. Yibo ubuhlungu bokubuswa izigebengu. Yibo njalo ubuhlungu esiba labo ngesizathu sokuthi abantu abayibona abaliphetheyo kabalinakekeli, bazinakekela bona ngokwabo lemuli zabo. Ngoba kangiboni ukuthi ilizwe elinjengeZimbabwe lilizwe lamhlanje okungathiwa abantu ilizwe liyehluleka ukuthi abantu bethole ukudla nje ukuthi uthatha ubulawayo njeyana. Uthi uhulumende ngehluleka ukuthi indlwinye ngayinye abone ukuthi abantu balokudla. Silomhlabathi sile climate esivumelayo ukuthi silime, kanti-ke silakho konke okungasenza ukuthi njengeZimbabwe singadingi lutho ngaphandle, sibe ngabantu ukuthi silakho ukuthi abantu bethu siyabanakekela, siyabanika ukudla nxa sibavayela ezindlini. Kanti abantu bayaphuma bayadinga ukudla, bahlangana lamapholisi, abantu bayatshaywa. Abantu bayatshaywa, bayathathelwa izinto abazithengisayo, bona bethathelwa imbhida, amatamatisi. Kambe yinto ongayitshayela umuntu wenu leyo zomthathela into zakhe zonke lezo, kanti waye ungamcela umuntu ukuthi kasukele into zakhe abuyele ngekhaya. So yi-problem esilayo yona leyo ukuthi kulyalizwe mani kubuhlungu. Yazi kwezinye insuku yauthi nxa ukhumbula nge-potential ilizwe liyane lalo, ukhumbula indlela ebesibuswa ngayo ngusmith. Uze ukuthi besibe singcono ngesikhathi sikasmith kulakathesi. Kanti-ke kathesi silamathuba amaningi kakhulu ukuthi iZimbabwe ingaba lilizwe elikhatshana kule America, elikhatshana kule England. Kodwa indaba yokuthi-ke siswele ukukhokhela ubuqotho yibo sobusidalela ukuthi lenxa sokule gcikwane elinje abantu bayafeza indlini banye babulawa indlala.
Ye, hayi kwezwakala. I-update esilayo uhulumende uthe useqalisile ukunika imuli ezinenga imali lezi eziswelayo, kodwa imali yangikhona i-198 ngama-bond notes ngama-RTGS, so ayifiki i-200 ngemali yeZimbabwe. Manje abanye bathi yenelisa nje ukuthenga i-10 kg yempuku. Asazi ukuthi sebeyitholile yini bonke. Njalo sifonile lo mthethwandaba waphezulu we-High Court unquma ukuthi amapholisa lamasosha engasatshaya abantu ngesikhathi lesi se-lockdown nxa behamba-hamba belandela umthetho. Umuntu kumele abotshwe ahambeke entolongweni lapho azafika echasise khona ukuthi ubesiya ngaphi, kumbe yafayindwa, kumbe utholakale lecala. Yebo ke sibonga. Ume ubambe khonapho umnumzana Magonya, sizaphenduka njalo kuwe. Marvelous. Hayi, asezwa lapho-ke abanye. Ngabona sesisele ngedwa lapha, kodwa hhayi sisameleleke ukuthi abanye bethu bebuye sixoxa-ke ngegcikwane le-coronavirus lapha lona-ke eselibulele abantu abaningi emhlabeni jikelele, eselihlasele izigidi ezimbili ngezindlela kuyadlula nje izigidi ezimbili ngoba sokuyi-2 million abahlaselwe yileli gcikwane, ukwafake abaningi njalo. Kodwa-ke eZimbabwe lokho sibona ukuthi lihlasele abantu abangu-23 kuphela, abalitshumi bekobulawayo, abayisificaminwembili beseHarare, eMartinorth kulo yedwa, kwezinye izigaba zelizwe bebane. Yebo-ke abanye bengathi leli linani eliphansi, kodwa liphansi kangako ngoba ngendlela elimemetheka ngayo lapha-ke eMelika lapha osokufe abantu abedlula i-30,990 asebebhubhile. Kuqalise inambolo lazo zizintutshwana zibukeka zinje, kodwa zamemetheka ngesiqubu esesabekayo. Usukhona Marvelous?
Yes, thank you so much, Star. I think let's go back to the lady that I was speaking to earlier on. Tina mama vedu vaye vanga vari kutaura nenyaya yecoronavirus. Saka mama pari zvino muri kuunzwa sei?
Ha, iye zvine zvinhu ndanani tereki kuspecializa nhasi ndarara zvakanaka zvokuti mangale pavanofona ndinofunga kuti pamwe vanogona kundiburitsawo muisolation.
Saka vanofona ava ndianani?
Ndiri kucaunti. Department rezveutano rekucaunti yedu Franklin County.
Vanenge vachifona vachiti chii?
Sorry?
Vanofona vachiti chii?
Vanenge vachingobvunzawo kuti uri kunzwa sei, chichifanika pavanozobvunza kuti temperature yako iri sei, wangu wachitora chii kuti izodzika, ndotaura pekutanga zvombonzi imbosiya kunwa Tylenol ino iyoyo chimboona kuti temperature kudzika kwayaita iri kusapresswa neTylenol here kana kuti fever yatoenda. Ndanotindo saka ndobva ndamboregera. Saka pakazoita futi zvezuva ravaida kuti vandiburise futi vakazotadza nenyaya yekuti ndandazoita nyumoni. Saka vanenge vachingokubvunza sachiremba kungonzwa kuti wakamira sei zviri sewo woona kuti zvine kodzero here kuti ubude uchiurambe urimo.
Chiri ipapo muri kubatsirikana sei nevari imomo muColumbus vekuZimbabwe muOhio?
Vanhu ivavo vakandibatsira. Inini kunoku ndingati mhuri yangu iri kuZimbabwe, murume wangu ari kuZimbabwe, vana mumwe ari kuZimbabwe, vamwe vakuSouth Africa, mumwe ari kuDenmark. Saka unge ndaitombotya ndichiti zvandiindoda kunoku ndikawana chinondiwana ndinoita sei, but community yakandiitira chishamiso chekuti kana inini ndiri kusvika pi, Mwari ivari kunge zvavari kuda kundivakidza here? Ndadzidza rudo rwandisandamboona. Vanhu vanga vachifona nesapoti nemunamato ndisingataure zvinobatika zvinoita sokuti mari nezvokudya. Sapoti charudo nesapoti vanhu vanga vachifona zvakanyanya. Ndanzwa kusapotwa kwakanyanya, kudiwa kwakanyanya, unoziva. Vamwe vanhu handisingatozive vachitobvunza mama munoda chii, ndofarira sadza, munhu achitodraivha kubvakwakwacho achiaaro. Vari kure nekure mamwe masitesi vachifona vachinamata vachitumidzirwawo tumwe tinhu twokuteerera tinosunungura, inosunungura pfungwa, but
ngasapotwa zvakanyanya ende especially nechirwere chika unenge uri wega saka vanhu vanofona vaya vayakamumwe munhuangofuna kuti arye nokutaura naunozova kuti vari sei otaura nemashoko matemashoma hatogoziye kuti zvinokubatsira kwakadzama zvakadii pamunhu anenge ari muisolation ari ega achirwadzwa achitya saka ndasapotwa zvakanyanya necommunity yemuzimbabwe yemuno mucolumbus nekunze kwese mamwe masei vandisapota zvakanyanya
saka
kunyange nevemapatowo ezvematongero enyika zvakaita seMDC vakandisapotawo futi zvakanyanya tinemachiremba ari mucommunity medu vaifona manesi vachindibatsirawo ndakabva ndainyandivazive ndaibva ndafonerwa nadokta mhingina nesi ibva ndamutojiswa vachifona vachiita follow up zvokuti musi wandazoendaoyo kuhospital ndanga tafonera dokta ranga ivavo ndakati ndo zvandiri kunzwa kati mama ichofonerai ambulance izvozvo iye kutore muende nekuti matauriro amaita anoratidza kuti mafanira kuti mumbo vamboita mafedha test
sezvo musingabvumidzwe kuona vanhu pavanokuigirai chikafu vanoita se
vanosvika ka voisa padhoa vosuduruka kuenda kurodhi kupanga chedzingaite 20 meters kubva padhoo pedu kuenda kurodhi vofona kuti tasaa chikafu ndobuda ndotora dzimwe nguva ndogona kunitomira ipapo ndichitotaura navo vakamira pamota saka dzimwe nguva ndinongotora ndopinda tinge tichitotaura pafoni
saka mazuva amungave nawo ekupedzisira ekungoshingisawo vamwe vangange vari kunzwa zvamainzwa izvozvi vari kutya kunotestwa ndeyekuti chii
ini ndinofungidzira kuti kana ukanzwa kuti uri kungosasika kuti unenge unayo I think kushingirira unenge uchibatwa nekutya zvinotyisa unenge uchitya kutongoshinga kuri nani tokasika kuenda kunotestwa kuti ubatwe pachiri padhuze zvinobatsira zvakanyanya plus ndoda kutaurawo futi zvakare kuvanhu vari mudhuze community neri munhu anenge achirwara saizvozvo kuti mufunge kungotaura nemunhu kungozvidikidiki kungofona kuti uri sei nekungosimbisana nekungonamatirana nekungobatsirana sapoti iyo inobatsira nekuti chirwere ichi chine loneliness wachinawo chinotyisa uye unenge uri wega saka vanhu vaive vanenge vachifona vai munhu anogona kungonafuta arega ningofona ningotaura navo ka chinenge chitori chinhu chihombe chaanenge atoita ichocho saka kusapotana kwakanyanya rudo irworwo runotoa mapirisi nekuti chirwere ichi hachina mapirisi ndechokuti munenge muchingosimbisana kuti mumwe wenyu anzwe kusimba kuti awane upawa yekuti ashingirire kuenda mberi
maybe just in english to round off before I let you go I know you're tired what kind of work do you do and how did you feel when you were told that you are positive for COVID-19
ini ndineta basa rekuchengeta vatinoti varwere vaya vanenge vakatibatika nepfungwa dzavo vanoti asi vachigara mudzimba dzavo saka inini zvakanyanya kundibata nekuti ndakashanda ndakapfuura nemune imwe house zuva remumashure kumachura ndakazobva ndazotestwa uye ndakashanda nestaf yakawanda sere pamazuva mashomashoma ndongova ndasvika kana ku20 pa4 days dzandaitrainwa mune imwe house yandakazenge ndaoshanda saka pandakazvitongeteza kuti ndaita positive ndakatanga kutyira vamwe vangu vaaaa ndakaenda kuhouse iyayo takazoenda kukuwanda nhindova ndakashanda navo o vakanzi vabatwa nechirwere ichi kubva kwandiri vakafa ndoita sei saka unenge wangotya kuti uye vanhu ava vacharileta sei neni kanguva kadikidiki kako pakatomboita mumwe munhu akandibhloka pafoni pakamboita mumwe munhu angasingadi kutaura neni ino zvinhu zvakadaro ndozvimwe zvaunosangana nazvo kubasa imwe shamwari yangu achishande muhausi imwe chete anotoshanda kure hausi iri kure vanhu vakangoziva kuti unozivana naellen aishanda akapfeka masi akatoita kuhwara kwakubasa pane zvakawanda zvinoiti but chizhinji chikurukuru chandakatya ndechekuti chandaingonamata kuti mwari daparega kuwana munhu anobatsira chirwere ichi pandakapfuura napo pese pane vandakashandisa navo vese
saka vakakubvunzai here kuti makapfuura nepapi makafamba nepapi vakaenda kuchinotesta vanhu
vakagadziswa pabasa
okay vese vamakashanda navo
varwere vanachingotariswawozvokuti havana kwekuenda kavari mudzimba mawemo vanenge vachingochekwawo kunzi tempicha dzavo dzakadii vachingomonita saka vakatobviswa pamabasa vese
Aiwa, tinokutendai mama, uyezve tinokushuwirai zvakanaka, tinoramba tichizongonzwa kubva kwamuri. Bye-bye. So, Star, if you can come back up. I was just speaking there to the lady, like I said, from Ohio. She's just saying that, you know, this is a lonely disease, COVID-19 or coronavirus, because she says some of the people that she worked with or some of her friends blocked her because the minute they found she was positive and they'd been in contact with her, they were a bit, you know, antagonistic. But she says the health department in Ohio actually went back and traced where she had been, and those people that she had worked with were also put in quarantine for 14 days. So she's just saying what she learned from this disease, which is such a lonely disease, is you need to have a good community, a good network of people that will check on you, even if you just pick up the phone and call, because she said it's a very, very lonely disease.
Yeah, indeed it is, especially even if you watch CNN and Chris Cuomo is always from the basement. So you have to receive your food and everything from there.
Yes.
So that you don't get in touch and, you know, infect the other family members.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the reality. She says even people that bring food have to put it outside and then call her to say we've left food, because she says she enjoys sadza. But because she's been so sick, she wasn't able to make any sides of herself. But people were coming in from within Columbus and other states and putting their food just outside for her to pick up and then eat. But she says now she's feeling much better, so she's waiting to get her clearance to leave the isolation at her home.
Okay, yeah, that seems like the solidarity is quite commendable there, because at such a time, I'm sure people need, you know, all the emotional support, medical support, and everything they can get.
Yeah. Over to you.
Yeah, okay. We still have our guest, right? Yeah, okay. See, kondise lo umbuzo. Kuwe mnumzana Magonya. Uzwile ke khuluma wesifazana lapha ngomkhuhlane omhlaseleyo. Ungathini ngomkhuhlane lo, indlela ehluke ngawo kulominye, ukuthi umuntu uyazigulela nje eyedwa engakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani phandle, wonke umuntu ebuye ezomnika ukudla evalelwe lakho konke.
Khona dadwethu, umuntu ogulayo vele sesibhedlela angake bekwazi ukuthi phandle kwenzakalani, ngaphandle kokuthi abetshelwa ngabanye nje ukuthi lamhla kulalokhu, izolo kwenzakale lokhu. Okubuhlungu ngomuntu ongabantu abagula umkhuhlane nalo lethwa yilo legciwane leli ukuthi lapho irumi naleyo uvalelwe khona, uzafela khona uwedwa kumbe uzasilela khona uwedwa. Akula bantu abavunyelwayo ukuthi bezokubona, akula bantu abakuvakatshelayo.
Sekunjengalabana phela abakudala kwakuthiwa balele phosi ukuthi vele abanye abasasondeli.
Yikho ubona lalapho ongcwatshwa khona, abantu abavunyelwa. Eminye imingcwabo yezihlobo zethu khonapha sesiyibona via video, kuyabe kulabantu abangu-4 or 5 abavunyelwayo. So, you know, you can imagine ubuhlungu that we go through. Nxa uzuthi isihlobo sakho kasisekho njalo awula mvumo alivunyele ukuthi libuthane liyekhulumisana, alivunyele ukuthi lanxa umuntu wakhona sesiyabekwa ukuthi libe khona ukuthi limphelekezele. Lokhu abakwenzayo, lokhu osokusenzakala kathesi, asikwazi thina ukuthi umuntu uyalahlwa nje ngangiphasile ukuthi thatha liyegqibela nje ingqenguzibani uyahamba thatha ilahla. Kithi umuntu uyaphelekezelwa, you know, liyembona indlu yakhe yokucina limvalelise. Asaselakho lokho.
I just wanted to take a caller from Zimbabwe, from the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, so we can just for a quick update on what the situation is like. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, can you hear me?
Yes, very well. If you can give us your name and the name of your organization and just tell us what the situation is like in Zimbabwe during the lockdown.
My name is Alice Bakata. I'm the Midlands chairperson of Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe.
What's the situation like there in the Midlands, especially when we look at women and how they've been asked to be in the lockdown? How is it faring?
Women have faced a lot of challenges during this lockdown. What I can say is the provision of basic commodities, or I can say basic services, mm-hmm. like water and electricity, continues to be a challenge mm-hmm. in time of this lockdown and in relation to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we are saying during this period, we are supposed to be very hygienic.
Mm-hmm.
We are supposed to be observing, you know, top-notch hygiene. But mm-hmm. because of lack of water, lack of firewood, it's becoming a hindrance mm-hmm. in achieving those goals, especially mm-hmm. when we look at women. Because if there's no water in the house, if there's no zesa in the house, obviously they have to go out and look for water and look for firewood. And it's a major challenge when it comes to social distancing as well.
What about the issue of domestic violence? We hear that this has gone up, although we don't really have the figures. What are you hearing?
Yes. I also do not have the figures, but I have also been in such cases as the capital of Dublin province, and find that most the cases are going up, including even child sexual abuse
mm-hmm.
or child abuses. The cases are going up. And most of these cases are attributed to a lot of frustrations that are coming with this lockdown. You know, we are locked in, but at the same time, we've lost income, we have financial constraints, and it raises a lot of frustration. There is no meal, our children are hungry, and so there are a lot of squabbles that are taking place within different homes. Sisila, my frustrations are manning.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvakare. Hamene kana muchigona shona mongoti dei neshona kuti tivharise chirongwa.
Thank you very much. Ndiri kuti inini mudzimba domestic violence kana kuti kurwa nekupokana kwanyanya kuri kukwirira nenyaya yekuti vanhu vakawanda vane zvinhu zvakazhinji zviri kuvashusha. Handi munozva kuti kana mudzimba mune zvinonetsa, zvinonetsa kuti muve nerunyararo nekuti pfungwa dzinenge dzakaremerwa. Vabereki vari kuti kana vakatarisa vana, vana havana chikafu chekudya. Vari kuti kana vakatarisa mumba, hamuna mvura, mumba hamuna magetsi. Kuti vabude kunze kunotsvaka mvura, kuti vabude kunze kunozvishandira, havasi kukwanisa. Vari kusangana nemupurisa ari kuvarova achidzokera futi mumba. Saka nekuda kwaizvozvo munoona kuti domestic violence iri kukwirira zvakanyanya panguva ino, pane kuti idzikire.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Maitabasa.
Ewoi, tinotenda.
We were hearing there from the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe Midlands Branch, but also on behalf of my sister there, Standakile Mhlanga, who was co-hosting the program with me, the Women's Roundtable. As you know, we're broadcasting from home, so we are trying out new technology, and being natural, sometimes, you know, we'll be on and sometimes we'll be off. But I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody that was here on our live feed. Tichitenda zvakare vese vanga vari pachirongwa chedu. Sorry, hatina kugona tichikuverengai master enyu, asi tatiri kukuonai. Tiri kuona pane vazhinji vanga vari pano pachirongwa chedu. Like to thank all those that came to be with us on this program. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye here in Washington, D.C., and also saying goodbye on behalf of Standakile Mhlanga. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk, Ndati Kurukurei, and Live Talk.